Well, I want to thank you all for joining with me this evening and just ask that you pray that God's word goes out, like Ron said, you know, not my words, but the words of the Lord, because those are the only thing that we can truly rely upon. I want to speak tonight a little bit about what I'm just going to call the woke cult you are. Woke culture. And it's a monstrosity that has been poured upon the public, not just in America, but throughout the world. And everybody seems to want to act and behave as though they are woke. And I can think of another word that rhymes with woke, starts with the letter J. But take that for what it's worth. Woke, the word itself, implies a past tense. If you are woke, then that's an existence that exists in you already. And there's, I think it's somewhat comical that even as far back as my high school days, there was a band that they named themselves the Byrds, B-Y-R-D-S. And they had a song that was entitled Mr. Spaceman. And one of the verses goes like, woke up this morning, was feeling quite weird, had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared, over my window they'd written my name, said, so long, we'll see you again. And so there's a usage of that word, woke, that makes as much, if not more, sense than the current vernacular does. I want to turn from that to a different word. It's actually two words, and it can be found in the movie Dune, which I guess there's a new version of that coming out. And one of the things that the protagonist would say is, sleeper awake. And at the end of this movie, he did awake and having almost godlike powers. And he was able to silence the Bene Gesserit witch that had hounded him all of his days. The sleeper awake, in a lot of cases, revolves around us as Christians. We need to wake up, not become woke, but just wake up. If you look in your Bibles at Judges chapter 5, give you 7 3/4 seconds to find it. but we won't be there long. But verse 12 says, "Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam." Psalm 57, verse 8. "Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early." The primary scripture that I want to get into this evening is in Isaiah, beginning in chapter 51. And I have a little note describing this chapter. Patience of God's call. And Isaiah 51 says, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord, awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon?" In verse 17, "Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which has drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she has brought forth, neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up." chapter 52, verse 1. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. In verse 7 of chapter 52 should bring a little bit of remembrance to us in Paul's letter to the church at Rome in the 10th chapter, 15th verse. Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. We need to wake up. We don't want to be woke. We need to wake up and take that which we have been handed and which we have handled of the words of life. And we need to busy ourselves with taking this message to a lost and dying world. You know, that woke world. We need to wake them up to the truth. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we're so blessed to have this opportunity in this wonderful small church to take your word, to believe your word, to publish your word, and to do our part to ensure that it travels into the uttermost part of the world. And we thank you and we give you the praise in the Lord Jesus Christ's most holy name. Amen. Reaching into the